If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
We have the whole crew here to help guide you along any home improvement, remodeling, or maintenance project you'd like to try and tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Give us a ring. It's a toll-free number at 1-888-767-4348. Or find us on Facebook and like us. And Jennifer is our Facebook diva. Let her know you want tickets to Tucson's home show next weekend, the Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center. We got a mess of tickets. We'll be handing them out in packets of four. Go to Facebook, Rosie on the House. Let Jennifer know your address. We'll get a mail. Is that how they do it? They post the address to the
right
Facebook?
On the message, not on the board. But okay. I've got several coming in, so they're getting it.
Very good, very good, very good. Romy, let's get to the calls. Who we've got coming up next, my friend?
Dawn, welcome to the program. How may we help you, ma'am?
Hey, good morning. Thank you. I have a new house. I've been here for about a year.
Yahoo!
My kid. Woohoo!
Love new houses, huh?
Peoria. Love Peoria.
Yes, nice. Very nice.
Yes, it's beautiful. When I turn on the kitchen sink, the faucet, which does have a reverse osmosis,
okay,
it shoots like air. It goes, and then, you know, the water. Or the water comes out, and it's shooting air every time when I first turn on the kitchen sink. Does it
just for a second, or two?
Yeah, just for a second or two.
I don't think you have anything to be concerned or worried about. It's the only faucet in the house that does it.
It is.
No lavatory faucets, the tubs, showers, baths, no other area.
No. Okay. It just takes forever for the hot water to reach the master bathroom, but
well, we would fix that with a different tactic, but I don't think you have anything to worry about. Is this one of those kitchen sinks that has a pull-out handle on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the faucet, the pull-out is separate. You know how there's three.
Okay.
Three holes. The pull-out is to the right of that.
So
the faucet is like when I turn it on. You hear that?
Yep.
Yeah, you hear that.
And if you turn it on two or three times in a row, about the second or third time, it doesn't do it anymore, does it? Go ahead. We'll listen. We can all listen. Turn it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. No, you don't, darling, you don't have a thing to worry about. Find something else.
Good.
Find something else to worry about. Or don't worry about anything at all.
Okay, so there's no error getting in the line anywhere, no possible leak later on. That's what I was kind of concerned about.
No, make sure you don't have any leaks underneath there. For some reason, the faucet itself is back draining a half an inch of water, and as you re-engage the faucet, the pressure comes on, blows that back out. Somewhere's right there in the mixing valve or in the cartridge system. For some reason, you're getting a little bit of air in there, but it is not a thing to worry about.
Okay, so just basically check under the sink, make sure there's no leak or...
Yeah, and the best way to do that is open the cabinet doors, remove everything, and just lay a couple layers of paper towels down on the floor and let them sit there for about a half hour or an hour. And they show water very, very easily. As a matter of fact, if you'll use layers of toilet paper, that actually shows water even quicker and faster. It'll indicate if there's any leak at all. Do that while you're using the faucet and make sure it's not leaking while you're using the faucet. If not, you don't have a thing to worry about, Miss Dawn. We appreciate the call from Peoria and the new home. That's what we're here for, Rosie on the House, to melt away your anxieties or fears and give you the information you need to tackle any project you'd like around the house, home, castle, or cabin. Mr. Romy, what you got for us today?
In our digital newsroom, this is where people contact us during the week at rosieonthehouse.com, or it could be that they called the office or they contacted us from the newsletter, anything, everything that happens off the air. Susan writes in, and we're getting a lot of testimonials, and I think a lot of it is, you had mentioned, people aren't waiting to get things done anymore. They've waited long enough, stuff needs to get done, so a lot more going on, but this one... really is a very niche category. In fact, I was surprised how big this industry really is. Window cleaning. Clear Co. Window Cleaning, a new company at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Yeah.
Really, a very nice testimonial written in by Susan, who they went out and took care of all her windows. And you can find those niche categories. It's not all just your basic homeowner needs, but I mean, not your basic, what you think of, drywall, painting, landscape. But there's some really good niche categories at rosieonthehouse.com.
The network's definitely growing. And in fact, for the first time ever in 20 years, we have an insurance company, Focus Insurance Agency Services, that takes care of all of our insurance and has for 35 years. Focus, P-H-O-C-U-S. One thing about Clearco window covering, that people need to know, they do solar panels.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yes. Nice. That's becoming a very big part of their repertoire.
That's very good to know. I didn't know that.
Yep, they do solar panels.
Randy was listening last week and said, what's this tree climbing competition? It's down. It's today. It's in Tucson, which actually, he said he was in Tucson, but he had a very strange number. So maybe it's a new
It's over at Reed new Park, transport. Isn't it?
It is. It is. Some incredible rope work. And they make rock climbing seem easy after you watch these guys, the way they're swinging around and climbing up the trees. And then Terry says, the decorative stone around our garage is falling off in huge chunks. Who can you recommend to repair this? Well, Terry, I will tell you, if it's falling off in huge chunks, you may not want to use that same product. When decorative stone came out, it blew up to a huge industry. And I still think it's a great look at it. Breaks up a lot of cookie cutter homes, fronts. But you've really got to make sure you're using a good product, because the industry was so big, everybody started making it, and there was a lot of inferior decorative block. Make sure you get to super light, and just walk through their showroom. And take Rosie
on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.